chapter 6 and verse 1, and we'll title this episode, It All Began with Food. I have enjoyed my fair share of church dinners over the years. I have found the food is usually very good to exceptional. I had my first taste of oyster dressing at a church dinner. But like most churches, the Acts Church was not above complaints, and in this case, it was against the Aramaic-speaking Jews by the Greek-speaking Jews. Those who spoke Aramaic probably were from the local area around Jerusalem, while the Greek-speaking Jews were most likely from Alexandria, Egypt. But my first question is why there were so many widows in the church. Perhaps their husbands had been casualties of persecution, or perhaps women were more attracted to the early church than men. That's been true for much of her church history. But with accusations of favoritism, this conflict promised to be ongoing unless it could be delegated to godly leaders. Seven such leaders were selected, and one of them was Stephen, or more literally, Astaphanos. He was a Greek-speaking Hebrew who was humble enough to accept the assignment. He is described as full of faith and overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And the seven selected were commissioned for this ministry by the laying on of hands. But it seems clear that these leaders were doing more than dealing with complaints and distributing food. The word of God was kept supreme, and even several Jewish priests became believers. Stephen was full of grace and supernatural power, performing many miracles among the people. But a group of men formed a sect called Men Set Free, which apparently meant they were set free to make trouble. They tried to argue with Stephen, but the Holy Spirit provided great wisdom to Stephen, and the Men Set Free could not refute his words. This sect were actually libertines who saw themselves as above the law and were so immoral that even the pagans saw them as wicked. False accusations were made against Stephen, lies that agitated the crowd, elders, and religious scholars. Stephen was forced to go before the Supreme Council and subjected to false charges and testimony. In spite of all the lying, Stephen's face glowed like an angel with heavenly light. Chapter 7, verse 1. The high priest asked if the charges were true, and Stephen responded with a lengthy historical review, beginning with Abraham and working through the generations to Moses. Verse 44. Stephen does not condemn the temple, as it was blessed and approved by God. Rather, he states that it had become an idol. He concludes that change was needed, which in effect was a charge against Stephen's accusers rather than a defense. Stephen also condemns the judges present using prophetic insults such as stiff-necked and uncircumcised heart. These were very harsh words, reflecting their rejection of the messenger of God. Those present could not deny the charge Stephen made, but their decision to stone him proved his point. They were like their ancestors in killing the prophets. That's verse 52. And Stephen knew this would lead to being stoned. It was the unjust court that was on trial, and their disrobing was figuratively an admission of guilt. That's in verse 60. The accused was expected to confess his sin and pray, but instead Stephen confessed his accuser's sins. The net result is that the church began to do what Jesus commanded in Acts 1:8. Be messengers to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and possibly that was not the Samaria that Jesus visited, and the remote places of the earth. Those present, except for Stephen, were filled with violent rage, while Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and saw the glory and splendor of God, with Jesus at his right hand. Stephen reported that he saw the heavens open, and Jesus welcoming him home. His accusers screamed so that they would not hear Stephen. Stephen prayed, "Father, forgive. Father, receive my spirit. And then don't hold this sin against them." Did you notice the many parallels between the unfair trials of Stephen and Jesus? Did you see the parallel statements? And in the next chapter, we find Saul persecuting the church and believers scattering because of the persecution. And where do they scatter initially? Samaria. They are back on track with Jesus' command. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. But who will lead the way to the uttermost parts of the earth? Well, here's a hint. At this point in Acts, he's not even yet a Christian. This is Brother Don.